My love affair with the sea is lifelong, quite literally. My very first memories as a child are of going to the beach on our family vacation. We always spent a week in Ocean City, Maryland, during what seemed to be the hottest week of the year. We would trek through what I recall to be the Sahara Desert to my young little feet, with bags and buckets, umbrellas and chairs, and all the necessary survival gear a family of seven needed for this arduous journey. I'm sure I suggested the use of camels at some point as I saw the wavering image of the pyramids in Giza off in the distant mirage. Then, just as my 5-year-old feet were about to give out from this 10-minute, 100-yard epic journey, there it was, the ocean blue. The end of the Odyssey, we had made it. After surviving a 3-hour drive in a cramped station wagon, through yards of searing sand, minutes of starvation and unquenchable thirst, the ocean lay ahead at our feet, the most awe-inspiring sight I could ever have imagined. Then, with newfound energy, we ditched the gear and sprinted down to the water's edge to feel that cool water lash our feet. We made the same journey every day for a week. Of course, there was the return trip daily, back through the Sahara. At the end of the journey every morning lay the ocean, no less awe-inspiring than the first time for me. I would just stand there and stare out into the distant horizon. The smell of the salt sea, the breezes wafting through the spray, the roaring of the constant crashing waves, it was more than that, though. It was the adventure. Thoughts of pirates and explorers, new lands, sea creatures, the whole world lay ahead. This was the gateway to it all. While my young mind tried to process this overload of stimuli, we spent these weeks as children do. As we prospected the beach, buckets in hand for all the seashells we could carry, built magnificent sandcastles, and got happily pummeled riding the massive waves in, the joy of these experiences became ingrained in my soul.